Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Orion Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AU and on the OTCQX under the symbol AIRRF. I am chatting with the CEO, Matti Talikka. To bring everybody up to speed, Orion Resources is focused in Finland. The company has a few projects, a couple owned 100% by the company, and also a JV with B2 Gold, as well as a couple other JVs on other projects, all again within Finland. We are going to be focusing on two news releases that came out just last week, January 17th and January 19th. The January 17th news release highlighted some recent drill results, some high-grade drill results from the Amarusco property. This one is owned 100% by Orion Resources. Headline number being a little over 70 grams per ton gold over 0.7 meters and about 12 grams per ton gold over 2.6 meters. Matti, kick us off, please, just by reminding everybody about the overall drill strategy at Amarusco, please.
Yes. Hello, Corey, and I hope the new year has started well for you. So yes, we had a busy week last week with a couple of new results released to the markets. And as you mentioned, the first one we released was on Amarusco. And I would say that these were decent results, what we got from there. We were able to expand the mineralized envelopes. We have been hitting gold mineralization with every hole, also with those targeting previously untested lithologies as well as untested structures. We have identified two high-grade zones of gold mineralization at Amarusco so far. Last year, we did not find a new one. However, we did intersect wider zones of hydrothermal alteration, structures, and veining associated with lower grade, more consistent mineralization. And, you know, when this type of broader systems are observed, it suggests that there has been a powerful hydrothermal event, meaning that vast amounts of hydrothermal fluids carrying elements such as gold have channeled through the Amarusco area. And when there is a big hydrothermal system carrying gold, when there is suitable trap for the gold to precipitate, there is a chance for the development of gold mineralization off scale. So that was a big new thing we found out from the recent drilling campaign. And another key development during the recent drilling campaign was the ability to drill test Amarusco more efficiently, both from technical and from cost perspectives. We developed together with our drilling contractor a method using reusable blasting mats to build temporary roads to the rugged part of the hill. So we did not have to use any helicopters to support the drilling activities this year. So now we are for the first time in a position to efficiently drill test the Amarusco prospect. And I just like to add a note here that all our other targets easily accessible using track mounted rig.
So that has to really bring down costs for you then. Hey, Matti, do you have a general estimate of how much that is going to save the company in terms of cost per meters or general drilling costs?
It is a significant saving. It's less than half.
So one other thing that I want you to elaborate a little bit more on from this January 17th news release is figure one. That shows the plan view of the drill hole locations at Amarusco, breaking up the northwest section from the main and east section. But then also a note is that a lot of these drill results are coming, or at least bleeding into this gap zone in between the northwest and the main zone. What's the importance here of potentially finding mineralization in this gap zone?
So previously our drilling was focused in two areas called main and northwest. And between these areas, there was a 600 meter wide zone in strike length that had never been drill tested before. And now with the ability to, we're using these blasting methods, we were able to get to the proper drill sites for the first time. So these were the first holes really on this area, and we were already able to define sizable zones of alteration, veining, and you know, lower grade gold mineralization with some higher grade peaks here and there. So this expands the whole trend in a way that this Amoroso trend seems to have gold mineralizations in many places, and it's still open to multiple orientations.
So is the mineralization that you've seen in some of these holes that are more in the gap zone similar to the northwest, the main, or the east zone? Do they all show the same sort of mineralization?
The mineralization style in the northwest and gap zone are very similar. And they actually, the interpretation is that they occur on east and west limbs of the same folded structure. So they resemble each other significantly.
And then I'm reading here that there are also six more holes that are pending assay results. Where approximately were those six holes drilled?
There are a few more holes coming from northwest, and then we have a few holes tested some other drilled targets and structures along the south slope fault there.
Now, after those six holes, do you guys have a follow-up plan in place for this year to further, I guess, expand these zones into that gap zone?
Yeah, we are now, you know, waiting, of course, for the remaining results. And we are currently in the process of updating our lithological structural models. And we already have several targets. And the recent information is generating new targets as well that warrant further drill testing during this year.
Okay, so this project is going to continue to move forward, and you guys are going to continue to look to expand on these general zones. We will be following up as we get those final six holes that are still at the assay lab. Let's move on to the January 19th news release. We have some news out of the Helmi project, which is a JV with B2 Gold. The title simply says B2 Gold JV extends gold mineralization at Helmi. There were four holes released in that news release. Some of the grades that we're seeing are right around 1.5 grams per ton up to about 1.73 grams per ton gold. And the widths, the longer widths, anywhere from about 28 meters up to almost 45 meters. Maddie, break down these results and what the progress is that you are seeing at Helmi, please.
We think that Helmi discoveries is showing lots of promise here. We have broad, consistent near-surface zones of gold mineralization in each of the first five holes drilled at the core of the Helmi discovery, including intercepts, as you mentioned, you know, 1.7 grams per ton gold over 45 meters and 1.8 grams per ton gold over 52 meters. And furthermore, eight out of the very broadly spaced 13 holes along 1.3 kilometer strike length have multiple intervals of gold mineralization. So, and as you know, the 4 million ounce Ikkari discovery by Rupert Resources is only 1.5 kilometer along the strike to the east and just a few hundred meters north from the joint venture property boundary. There is also a gold occurrence and a test pit 5 kilometers to the west along the strike from Helmi. When considering that the mineralization styles in all these occurrences look very similar, they are along the same structural corridor. So we have a good potential that this structural corridor may host multiple gold deposits. And as recently demonstrated by Rupert, this type of mineralizations have the potential to create significant amount of value as they can be explored quickly and with low amount of capital deployed.
Yeah, that work that Rupert Resources has done at the Ikkari project has been very noteworthy. I know a lot of investors have made money off of that, and you guys are very close to that resource that is just under 4 million ounces at 2.5 grams per ton gold. I'm sure some people are wondering, though, you are seeing some nice intercepts here, but you're not getting the higher grade that we did see from some of Rupert Resources' drill results. Do you think you just haven't found that high-grade part of the resource yet?
Well, you know, when you drill first five holes in a certain area and you have these sort of broad, consistent zones of gold mineralization, in all of those, it is really encouraging. And when we now continue drilling and further test the extent both along strike and with depth, there is of course a good chance that we have higher grade shoots within this larger mineralized domain as well. And we have some indications, you know, from observations now that we have potentially higher grade intervals as well within the broader mineralized system.
So is the strategy then here at the Helmy deposit to continue to step out, show that this mineralization right now is not constrained by anything?
No, it's not constrained by anything. And we still have 7 more holes we are waiting results for, and very, very broadly spaced so far. It's very near surface, and it's open on strike, it's open on depth. So there are a number of targets that really, really warrant further drill holes.
Now that ties into the plans for this year. It's outlined in the news release that the JV budget for 2022 is $10 million Canadian. That will encompass about 12,000 meters of drilling. Orion is well positioned to contribute its 30% share of these expenditures. What is that strategy going to be then? Can you provide some more insights into where that $10 million will be spent on this project?
The focus of drilling here will be the Helmy discovery and along this, you know, strike extension, both to the east, to the west. So that will be the main focus. And we will also be continuing doing base of till sampling program. We're going to do geophysical surveys. Both of these methods, they have been successfully used in generating drill targets. And actually, the combination of these methods is behind almost all major discoveries along the belt here, including Agnico's Kittilä mine, Anglo-Sakatti, as well as Ikkari. So it is very systematic approach to expand Helmy discovery, but also test other opportunities and targets within the same corridor here.
Okay, so even more, let's call it regional exploration as well. Now, this also ties in with, I guess I should ask, cash in the bank for the company, that $10 million budget for 2022 at the JV. So you're responsible for, let's say, $3 million, the 30%. What cash in the bank does the company have to not only satisfy the JV budget, also move forward some of the other projects?
So at the end of the year, our working capital position was approximately $24-25 million, which will fund us into 2024, but also provides us with the flexibility to increase the level of exploration activities should results warrant us to do so. And as you mentioned, Orion retained 30% interest in the B2 Gold joint venture, and we are well positioned to contribute our share of expenditure there as well.
So just summarize then, if you could, for us, Matty, the overall work plans for 2022. We already covered the B2 Gold JV as well as some of the work that will be done at Amarusco. What else can investors focus on throughout this year in terms of work and catalysts for the company?
Let me start by giving a little bit bigger picture. I think we are looking at the early phases of development of a gold mining camp here. And during the early phases, the rate of discoveries tend to be high, as each new discovery and program provide new additional information that can be then applied both in local and in regional scale. Since Orion started to explore in northern Finland in 2015, there has been over 15 discoveries by Orion and by our neighbors. So now we are applying this improved understanding of the geology to our exploration activities. And for example, Amarusco, Ikkari, and Helmy discoveries all provide valuable data points we are using with an aim to extend the identified gold mineralized systems, but also to identify new targets. And this is the basis for our plan for 2022, that we will have drilling with 1 to 2 rigs throughout the year. We are testing various targets. We are testing Amarusco, some of our other selected targets within our 100% owned properties. We will have drill bit turning at the joint venture. We are also planning to do some scout drilling where we drill test selected regional targets. But also we are doing basal cell sampling program and geophysical surveys in the regional front with an aim to generate further targets for drill testing. So we have three different programs during this year.
All right. A lot of work underway. And again, a lot of work in Finland, which has really come into the picture for a lot of investors as a good jurisdiction, exploration-wise and even development-wise. So you guys are positioned well in Finland, and you already still have some drill results still pending, and it sounds like a fairly large program this year. So, Matty, I do appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding anything going on at Orion Resources, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. We will get those questions answered for you, and we will follow up with some more news, especially drill results, hits the market. Matty, thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Hey, thank you, Corey. Same to you. Bye-bye.